An agreement between the state of Alaska, the city of North Pole, and Flint Hills Resources will expand the municipal water system to properties impacted by spills at a former refinery. The refinery closed by Flint Hills 2 years ago was the site of historic spills of the industrial solvent sulfalane. The settlement covers more than 650 parcels of land where North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says affected residents will have access to public drinking water.
Provides for expansion of the North Pole utility system within the city boundaries as well as outside city boundaries to include the existing sulfalane plume and then also a buffer around that.
Ward adds connection charges are covered under the agreement, which also lays out a timeline for the expansion.
Construction is expected to begin in 2018, and then operation of phase 1 and 2 would be 2019, and then construction of phase 2 and 3 would be 2019 as well.
Flint Hills has provided impacted residents with drinking water since the contamination was discovered, and Mayor Ward says that will continue until the expansion reaches their property. The settlement covers areas where groundwater is projected to be impacted by 2030, but State Director of Spill Prevention and Response, Kristen Ryan, says no one will be left out.
If our modeling is off and homes are impacted that are not on the piped water system, there is a commitment that water would be provided if their drinking water is impacted above the EPA screening level for sulfalane.
The groundwater contamination was first reported in 2009, and it's unclear how long area residents were drinking from tainted wells. Little is known about long-term impacts of consuming sulfalane, and Ryan says the state is awaiting research results. The sulfalane spills at the former North Pole refinery primarily occurred when the facility was owned by William Alaska Petroleum, and Ryan says the current settlement does not include the former owner.
Continue that litigation with a trial set right now for May.
Williams could end up contributing to the North Pole Municipal Water System expansion, which is estimated to cost up to $100 million. Under the current agreement, Flint Hills will cover 80% of the cost, while the state covers 20%. A public open house about the water system expansion is scheduled for February 25th at the North Pole Library.